USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the economic interests of Twitter's board of directors and shareholders are out of line. Mr. Musk at TED 2022.
Having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization.
The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, will stop enforcing the Biden administration's rule mandating masks on planes, trains, and other forms of public transportation. Many Americans believe it was a constitutional overreach, and a judge in Florida agrees. U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mazel said the Center for Disease Control and Prevention exceeded its statutory authority and failed to properly justify its decision. Judge Mazel was appointed by President Trump. USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
A former Chicago police officer will not face any more charges.
Federal authorities say they will not pursue charges against Jason Van Dyke. The former Chicago police officer was convicted of murder in Illinois State Court for the 2014 shooting death of Laquan McDonald. He was seen on camera shooting McDonald 16 times. Prosecutors say it would have been more difficult to convict him at the federal level because the burden of proof is far higher. Van Dyke was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison in 2018, serving less than half before he was released back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The first shipments of recently approved $800 million in security assistance has arrived in Ukraine. Howitzers, artillery systems, 40,000 artillery rounds, armored personnel vehicles, and other stronger weapons are included. A senior U.S. defense official said Monday that four flights of shipments from the assistance package arrived in the region over the weekend. We are USA Radio News.
You clean everything else in your house, why don't you clean the air? It's easy to do with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. They're under $200 for a three-pack. You can put one in the kitchen, you can put one in the living room, you can put one in that room that you know you always flush. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code CLASSIC3, and you'll also get free shipping.
Harrison Birtwistle, the creator of daringly experimental modern music, who was recognized as one of Britain's greatest contemporary composers, died Monday in southwest England. He was 87. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, is being called out for hypocrisy once again. Schumer is taking in campaign money from a company doing business with Russia. At the same time, Schumer has been criticizing Republicans for doing the same. The man trying to fire the 40-plus year politician, New York GOP Senate candidate Joe Pinion, on Newsmax had this to say.
I mean, look, just par for the course from Chuck Schumer, the same man who fought tooth and nail to prevent individuals like Ted Cruz and others from leveling the preemptive sanctions necessary to prevent Vladimir Putin from running into Ukraine and causing the chaos that we have seen unfold. At that same time, was taking money that had the stench of Russian oppression on it. So this is what we can expect. The rules for thee and not for me. That has permeated American politics because of career politicians like Chuck Schumer, 42 years in Congress, 24 years in the United States Senate. Enough is enough because the policies may be offensive, but the outcomes, it's death and despair for the Ukrainians. It is in many ways the end of democracy as we know it.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.